One Hitter Quitter.
Blog Talk Radio.
One Hitter Quitter, baby. Yesterday, you all saw it. MMA fighter, I punched him one time and he quit like a bitch. You know, that same gym, going back to 2016, I beat a very good fighter named Corey. Jeet Kune Do Corey. He was a Jeet Kune Do martial artist, also a boxer, underground fighter. You know, and he did a lot better than a lot of fighters and a lot of these TV clowns. And the fighter that I beat yesterday, when he came in the gym, I asked him, "Are you a fighter?" He said, "Yeah, retired MMA fighter." I said, "You a TV fighter?" He said, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I was." I'm like, "You in the UFC?" He's like, yeah, I tried for some of that shit. So when I, listen, man, Chuck Liddell ran away from me. Why are we making a bit, wait, we? Why are these, no. Why is everybody, okay, normal people know that the UBF is the ultimate. Why are these crazy haters making a big deal if he's a UFC? Okay, first he told me he's UFC, then on video he denied it. Who cares? I fucking annihilated him with one punch. Gilles Wallace signed with the UFC, and I retired his ass at the LA Fitness when I outboxed him. Chuck Liddell, I've seen him, but Chuck Liddell's like, come on, he's one of the most popular UFC fighters of all time. I ran him off the street. So enough with this UFC bullshit. It doesn't matter. Okay, pro MMA fighter. No, he's an amateur boxer. You know what I'm saying? When he said amateur, he meant amateur boxer because we were boxing. Yeah, he was an amateur fighter in boxing, and he's a pro MMA fighter. The point is, he got fucking smashed with one punch. It took me one punch. You know, that guy, like, he had his gloves on first, and he put his hands down. You know, I could have punched him again and knocked him the fuck out. He was right next to that glass. He would have, man. Listen, it could have been really brutal for him yesterday, but it was, you know. I hit him one time, and, like, it's just, like, the reason why I mentioned Corey, you know, the Jeet Kune Do fighter that I beat, because, you know, yeah, he quit too, but he quit after, like, 2.5 minutes of fighting, though. And that was a great fight, man. That was action-packed. You know, we both landed. I landed a lot more, of course, but not Corey. Corey was very good, and he wasn't complaining as to, like, any of his homeboys or any of that. Man, that MMA fighter that I beat yesterday, man, listen, man, he got what he deserved. He's a punk. You know, he's a coward. What kind of shit is that? Like, you get your ass beat, and then you talk shit after you get your ass beat. Like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna break your hand. I'm gonna do something. I'm right here. The fuck, pussy, man? That's why I keep walking, man. Reminds me of Chuck Liddell, man. If I punched Chuck Liddell like that, he would walk away, too. He would probably start saying, oh, I could break your arm if I wanted to. Oh, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Keep walking, bitch. Don't worry, if I catch Liddell, I'm going to knock him out. I don't care if he's with his family, I'm just going to knock him out. That's it. If I'm walking with my girlfriend and Liddell would try to fight me, do you think the haters would give me a pass if I said, oh no, but I'm with my girl? Get the fuck out of here, man. I see this motherfucker again. He's hitting the pavement. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, 7 wins in 15 days, man. I deserve a long break now. I just got to focus on my girl, and then that's it, man. Just got to focus on my girl, man. I beat everybody, man. 200-0, I can get there in a week. Do you understand that when I'm 200-0, I'm going to retire? Like, not for good. I'm just going to retire for, like, 4, 5, 6 months. So what's the rush to get there? I'm going to get there this year, man. It's a given. I could, like, look, I can take, hypothetically speaking, I'm not, but I'm just saying, I could take till December off. When there's 2 weeks left in the year, I can come back and win 8 fights in a week's time and make it to 200-0 at the very end of the year. I could do that. No, I'm not gonna. I'm saying December is too long. But at least till July or August. I mean, I've been fighting from September 2015 to May 3rd, 2017. Nonstop. That's a real champion. 21 months in a row, I've been boxing. 21 straight months. And yesterday, you fucking psychotic, delusional haters. I mean, I can't find the words to describe how badly you people got humiliated yesterday, man. What's May 3rd? Oh, May 3rd? It's the day Charlie Z won 3 fights in one day in 2016. And now May 3rd is the day Charlie Z one shot at a 3-1 MMA fighter on video. You know what I'm saying? 192-0, man. Look at how many motherfuckers I've beaten, man. Hundreds. Close to 200. And when it's 200-0, I'm going to retire for a little bit. More like a break. And when I come back, then it's 201, 202, 203. Then the route to 300-0. 8 wins away, man. That's it. No, but it's just like my homie picked me up from the fight, and I showed him the fight, and he was like, he was laughing at that MMA fighter. He's like, tough guy, my ass. Like, who fucking, I mean, I know who, only a pussy threatens and does it while you're walking away with your bags are packed, and you're walking out the door, and I said, yeah, right. Like, who cares, like, who said what, who landed the punch? Who got punched? An MMA fighter. He quit. Yeah, it's like, you got punched, you don't like it, do something about it. Either throw a punch back at me, or you want to cheat, like the Israeli motherfucker, like Dijon, try to do that. Believe me, it ain't going to work. Do something. Fucking all talk, little fucking bitch ass pussy, all talk, man. That's why I respect Anthony Thompson and Lee, because for one, they were my two best opponents, and they didn't cry or whine after they lost. And then, you know what I'm saying, Anthony Thompson got hit with a fucking series of volume punches, and he came back and then just like continued boxing, landed a few punches himself, and he lost, but, you know, and then round two, I stopped him, but I don't know, man, it's just, like I've been saying all along, man, Chuck Liddell and Gilles Zavala literally got outboxed, and then he tries to be a smartass in the end. Like, all these TV fighters, man, they're just straight pussies, man. I mean, Zavala may be, like, the only exception, but even he got embarrassed, and he was, like, complaining and shit. Like, dude, I mean, TV fighters, they can't fight. They don't know how to fight because, like, again, you look at the NBA, right? Is the NBA a money game? It is, but it's also a basketball game that they show very often. Actually, speaking of the Cavaliers, man, they're killing it, man. They're proving everyone wrong. They had a horrible season. Now they're by far the best team in the playoffs. The Golden State Warriors are shaking in their boots, I bet, right now. Yeah, the Warriors are going to get murdered in the finals if they play the Cavs. I still have the Rockets winning the West, but, you know, it's 1-1 with the Spurs. Regardless, whoever, it's funny. Before they used to say whoever comes out the West wins the title, whoever comes out the East wins the title, man. Because the East is not that good, but the best team in the NBA is in the East. Anyways, the NBA, is it a money game? Like, you know how Fake Rack said they're a money game? Okay, the NBA is a money game, but they show games very constantly, like every day, every other day, you know what I mean? Underground boxing, Charlie Zonoff, 7 wins in 15 months, fighting every week again, always fighting every month. Therefore, that needs to kind of, you know, put that on hold. You need to at least take, like, a few months off before I get 193. So because I just won yesterday, man. I beat everybody. What I want to say, NBA is a money game, but it's also a basketball game. Mainstream boxing, they said themselves, they're a money game, right? They are. They're a money game. But they're not a fight game. Real fight game, real fighters do not fight once a year or twice a year. And every time I say this, these delusional bots on the internet, they cannot defend. They can't say anything back. Oh, if you pussies are so real, why do you fight once a year? You know what I'm saying? These clowns, Wilder, Joshua, they're talking about blah, 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 blah. But listen, man, I want the winner of that fucking circus. I already beat one of them. I already smashed Deontay Wilder in the ring. Anthony Joshua, listen, that guy has, what, 19 fights? He doesn't even have 25. What? I'll kill this guy, man. Yeah, I win my fights with one punch. I'd fucking kill this guy, Joshua. He's nothing. He's nothing compared to me. Who the fuck is he? Nobody knows him outside of England, man. 192-0? I beat fucking hundreds of heavyweights, man. I'd fucking kill this bum knowing that he's mainstream and knowing that that my haters support him. Are you kidding me, man? I'd rip his fucking head off his shoulders, man. You people are sick in the head, man. I keep winning fight after fight after fight after fight. You cannot disrespect the greatest of all time. 7 wins in 15 days. You can't disrespect that. Charlie Z is number one. That's it. Listen, man, I've been married for 2 years. Didn't work out with the wife. I dumped her. Got my beautiful girlfriend, new girlfriend. So believe me, man, I'm doing well. I'm doing good. Winning fights every fucking week. Listen, check this out, man. So as I was saying, you know, the whole money game, fight game, yeah, okay. I beat 3 people in 1 day on April 19. I come back April 26. I beat 3 people in 1 day again. I come back May 3rd and I beat one fighter, but it was a one-punch victory. It was a great victory. So that's 7 wins in 2 weeks, in about 2 weeks, 7 wins in 15 days. I don't see Anthony Joshua. These people, listen, man, they're not in my league. What 7 wins? These people wouldn't fight 7 times in 2 or 3 years, or even 4 years. Well, like, I just don't understand. Like, how can this mainstream garbage get any exposure? It's fake. It's a show. Fucking WWE. I think even WWE features more than this garbage, man. What the fuck is this, man? Once a year? What kind of fighters are you? And every time I expose these clowns on YouTube, they're faggot-ass delusional fans, which are my haters. They talk shit. No, I just don't get it. Like, okay, let's say you're a fan of Anthony Joshua or Wilder, right? Okay, so Wilder has one fake fight. And then he disappears for like 6-7 months. So you're rooting for him, right? You're a fan of Wilder. But rooting for what? He doesn't fight. There's 12 months in a year. I fought January, February, March, April, and May, and I won every single fucking month, and I fight multiple times in a day. That's a real champion. The whole point of the UBF is to show the world what a real champion is. Not with these fake motherfuckers, man. Yesterday, man, one shot at that motherfucker, one shot at him, left hook to the head. Hey, he still had gloves on. He should have punched back. Blah, blah, blah. Like I said, that MMA fighter that I destroyed yesterday with one hit, he reminds me of the haters. All bark, no bite. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'll take you down. snap your arm. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm like, yeah, right. That's why you're walking out of the gym with your backpack full. You fucking pussy, man. That guy should. He should be thanking me that I didn't punch him when he quit and, you know, when he put his hands down. Yeah, he literally put his hands down. You got to protect yourself at all times. You get punched and then you put your hands down and you start crying to your homeboy. Man, I could have just went bam, bam, and that's it. And this motherfucker would have dropped just like the Kung Fu champion. And he would not snap shit. His mouth? Well, that's all I heard. Mouth. Like you delusional haters. Blah, 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 blah. All bark, but no bite. I'm the one that did the punching. And he's the one that did the talking. That's some real pussy shit. If you're going to fucking... See, like, if you're going to talk shit and then lose to the goat, fuck it. At least you put on the gloves, at least you fought. But if you're going to literally get punched one time and quit and then talk shit, then that means you're a coward and a bitch. And I exposed that MMA fighter, arrogant MMA fighter, put him in his place. And I put you haters in your fucking places. You fucking cowards. You people are all fucking sick in the head, man. I'm the best. 192-0. When I reach 200 wins or losses, I mean it's gonna be amazing, and you know just eight wins away, that's just like right around the corner. So yeah, like when I move in with my girlfriend, I'm gonna forget you people exist, man. Don't you understand? I mean, like that's it. This delusional troll TV, I clown him every time I win a fight. I always call him. That's Rick Robinson, man. Yeah, I mean, he told me yesterday, he said that he's Troll TV. I'm like, wow, man, I'm like, so he admits he's Troll TV, so he, wow, Rick Robinson, you're Troll TV, so you just admitted to the world that you are the most schizophrenic human being that lives on this planet, man, because I've never seen somebody make 100 videos a day about an athlete, the greatest athlete. Yeah, I'm tired of talking about these delusional haters. There's nothing interesting talking about them. It's just, you know, it's getting boring already. They get proven wrong all the time, and they continue talking the same shit regardless. You know what I mean? I beat a TV fighter yesterday, you know, and you still talk shit. I mean, there's, what, Mayweather Sr., Deontay Wilder, Chuck Liddell, they're all on, what the fuck? They were all TV. It's not. If you're not a TV fighter, then it's a plus. It shouldn't be, oh shit, he's a TV fighter. If he's a TV fighter, then that's bad. That means he's not a real fighter. You know what I mean? That means he's in the money game. But the money game, they pay, but they don't fight. Real shit. Charlie Z is the greatest. Turn on the fight. Yeah, not too long ago, I beat Tony Smith, man, and that was one hell of a victory, man. That's what I'm saying, dynamic ability to be able to box and punch, you know, and switch it up most of the time during fights, but, you know, one shot knockout, you know, just boxing masterclass against Lee, against, you know, I'm the best, man. Like, Muhammad Ali is a joke. 56-5. I've seen him fight. Muhammad Ali is a joke. Mike Tyson is a joke. I just don't understand all real. My real fans know I'm the GOAT. Like you saw on video, the fan that was saying, "Oh, you're like 170 something." Last time I checked. Okay, people like that, real fans. They know I'm the best, and they know that these TV guys are overrated, vastly overrated. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like 192-0 versus 56-5, that's, come on, that's not even a fucking debate, man. And the competition that I faced, that not only am I facing heavyweights, but the heavyweights that I'm beating, they're bigger than the heavyweights that Ali was beating and losing to. Because at that time, you had guys like 205. I beat heavyweights that are 205. I beat heavyweights that are 255, too. I beat heavyweights that were 300. Derek the Giant. Yeah, would Mike Tyson want to get in the ring with Derek the Giant? They're both about the same age. Derek the Giant fought in 2012, more recent than Tyson, I believe, right? Derek the Giant would put Mike Tyson to sleep because he has experience of 3 minutes of getting his ass beat by the greatest of all time. Derek the Giant would annihilate Mike Tyson. Derek the Giant is the best box rack fighter. All right? You pussies listening to this? Derek the Giant, the best box rack fighter, and he lost to the best boxer, the best fighter of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. I beat your best fighter, Derek the Giant. I beat your first and your second best heavyweight, Derek the Giant and Deontay Wilder. Therefore, I don't want to hear any of this Anthony Joshua crap. Wilder and Joshua, they're both glass jaw bumps, equal. I don't know who's going to win that fight. All I know is that if it's a real fight, if it's not a stage dive, okay. Whoever wins that fight, I want the winner. I already beat Deontay Wilder. Me and Wilder already fought. If Wilder beats him, bring on Wilder again. The only problem is Wilder doesn't want to fight me. So it's probably better if Joshua beats him. Therefore, I can go to England and knock out Joshua. But I don't know if that fucking punk will. Like I said, yesterday, I saw a commercial fighter. That's the only... I catch him at the gym. I told him. I said, "Oh, hey, what's up, man?" "So, you're a fighter?" He's like, "Yeah, man. Retired MMA TV fighter." I'm like, "Oh, so you in the UFC?" He's like, "Yeah, I try for some of that shit." So, when he off camera, he told me, "Listen, it doesn't matter. Chuck Liddell ran away from me." But then once he knew the camera was on, maybe he wanted to protect his former brand or whatever, and that's why he said he's not. But it doesn't fucking matter. The point is, he was a fighter, and he got smashed by Charlie Zelenoff. When he told me he's a TV fighter, I said, "Oh, he's a TV fighter." He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Hey, man, come here, man. Let me show you something, man." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Let's put on some gloves, man. Let's box real quick, man. Come on." He didn't really want to do it. He was, like, trying to look for excuses. And I was like, "Come on, man." I said, "This will be quick, man." And it literally was. I'm like, "Let's go, man. Put on some gloves." He's like, "All right." He puts on the gloves, and I punched that fucking retard. And then he starts crying to his fucking skinny retarded friend. You know what I mean? Yeah, you get punched, you don't like it. Do something about it. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about how you're going to do something. Just do it. You know what I mean? Just do it. But see, the thing is, when he got punched, he knew. He knew that if he tried anything, he would get clocked again. And again, and again, and again, and eventually he would get knocked the fuck out. Or I would just hit him a second time and put him to sleep right there. He knew that. All bark, no bite. Just like box rack haters. Just like the delusional haters. All bark, no bite. Comment section. Insult, insult, insult. But you would never say it to my face. Okay. This guy punched. His name's Azeel. He got punched. MMA fighter. Pro MMA fighter got punched. And he quit. And then he started, "Oh, but I could break your arm, man. I could snap your arm. Yeah, coulda, shoulda, woulda, man. I'm right here. Do something." I'm literally right there begging him to continue the fight. And he's packing his shit, taking off his gloves, leaving the gym. You know what I'm saying? That's like the most cowardly shit I've ever seen. if you're gonna talk shit, get in my face and talk shit. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't want. He's leaving as he's saying. As he's talking his empty smack, he's leaving the gym. And then I said, "Yeah, right. That guy's a bitch, man." And I'm glad I smashed him. Charlie Zelenoff exposes another commercial fighter. But see, I want to beat one of them. They're all frauds, all right? All of them. Rampage, John Jones, Anderson Silva. By the way, I know where this fucktard Czech Congo trains at. I would gladly come there and beat his ass. I need to call them and find out what time. Whenever I come back, because I'm going to take a while off after 7 wins in 15 days, I'm going to take a while. I literally will. I remember I took a month off after I knocked out the Kung Fu champ after one-shotting this TV clown and 6 other wins. Man, let me tell you, actually, the underground fighters that I beat, man, right before beating this TV clown, like I said, man, underground fighters are way better, man. TV fighters, no, they're not, they suck. They fucking suck, man. It explains why they suck, because they fight once a year, man. They're garbage, man. You know, just morally, it feels great beating them. Morally, it's more great moral wins. Not because, oh my God, he's a former TV fighter. Look, I beat him. He's a TV fighter, and he talks all the smack, but I beat him because I hate them. You know what I'm saying? Moral wins. Rick Robinson, you're delusional, man. Yesterday, I one-shot an MMA fighter, a pro MMA fighter. That's it, man. 313-556-4243. That's the delusional Rick Robinson, everybody. Too bad he doesn't know my number. Only my beautiful girlfriend knows the champ's number. My girl, my homies, you know, my parents, close people. Yeah, I one shot an MMA fighter. And you still talk shit. One shot. One punch, man. One punch fight. That son of a bitch quit. See, the Israeli soldier, at least. Well, yeah, fuck. Even that motherfucker, like, yeah, he was a punk, you know, trying to kick. But see, the point is, the Israeli soldier was literally, the Israeli soldier was getting annihilated. Annihilated. I punched him 16 times in the face. 11 on stand-up and 5 when we were on the ground. He was getting annihilated. That Israeli soldier would annihilate any fight, would kill any UFC fighter. But, he did a bitch move. You know, he kicked me after getting punched like 10 times in the face. And then I punched him right back after the kick. But at least he didn't talk, I'm going to kick you. The point is, look, I hate people that talk but don't back it up. I back everything up. Everything I say, I back it up. This delusional MMA fighter that I beat yesterday. Blah, 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 blah. You want to snap my arm? You want to attempt to snap my arm? You want to try to take me down? Go ahead. You're going to get smashed just like Jason Urbinski. See, he got smashed. And when my homie seen the footage, he just said, oh, well, he understood he can't take you in boxing. So he knew everything was recorded. He knew it was going on YouTube. So he just wanted to save face by saying, hey, you know, I'm MMA. I could have snapped your this, blah, blah, blah. And then you leave the gym. Yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? But, the guy was a punk too. But, you know, how he didn't say, oh, you know, I can kick you. But he literally did fight back in a cheating way, but he got smashed. My point is that if you want to do something, if you got a problem with me, you got punched and you don't like it, do something about it. Don't talk about how you're going to potentially do something. Just do it. He didn't do shit. He got punched and he walked out the gym. Charlie Zelenoff, 192-0. That's it. The best ever.